Okay. All right. We are going live. It's September 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Rachel, for Conservative Mama. And it looks like it just got the notification on Facebook. So we'll just wait a second. We'll just wait a minute and talk it out here. Let's get in here. Let's talk it out. There's a lot to talk about. What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. To be honest, I don't know what to say. But we're gonna say some stuff. So all the hey Katie, Colorado here too. What's up, Pamela on YouTube? Thomas on YouTube. Hey YouTube, I know Rumble's on. If you're on Rumble, I don't know, can you comment on Rumble? Because I'm using some kind of like it's a streaming thing that streams it out. Hey, hello. Get in here. Can you guys hear me? Because I asked that because guys, I've done a live before, an entire live, and I was on mute. So I asked this because I've had some bad experiences. Okay. Hey, Todd in New Jersey. What's up, Marsha? South Carolina. Yeah, well, let's just talk about South Carolina since you guys are in the news right now. Have you seen the fighter jet? Have you seen it? That's a satire. There's something there I could do on the fighter jet. We have a missing fighter jet, you guys. It's missing. It's worth like $100 million, some obscene amount of money. The pilot ejected. And then we don't know where it is. The plane is missing. The jet, it's not a plane. The jet is missing. How does this happen? I don't know. How do you lose a jet? And you know what? It would come as a surprise to me. Like, oh no, we're missing a jet. What does this mean? But we've had spy balloons flying across our country, Chinese spy balloons. So at this point, under this administration, of course, we're going to have a missing fighter jet. I mean, they just add that to the list, right? It just seems appropriate. If you're just going to like, if you're thinking, what are we missing from this administration? Let's throw in a $100 million fighter jet. Just throw it up there. We lose it. It's flying around somewhere, or maybe it landed. Or, I mean, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I don't even know how to make sense of it. I feel like it's getting weirder and weirder, especially over this weekend. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about this last weekend because every single time I opened up Twitter or X or Facebook or watched something on YouTube, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this just keeps getting crazier. And so we're going to dive in here. But the missing fighter jet, add it to the list, guys. Add it to the Biden administration list. A missing fighter jet. I hope we find it. I do. If I had some good graphics, it'd be cool to see like the jet slowly like landing in my backyard. I'm like, I found it, guys. I've got it. I've got it. Anyways, okay, so that, and also before we touch on the what everybody wants to talk about, Fetterman is now like pretty much able to wear his sweats and some big old basketball shorts onto the Senate floor because we've just reached that point as a nation. Of course, it's soon. At some point, I wouldn't be surprised if they just say clothes optional for the Senate floor. If you want to wear clothes, you can. If you don't, just do what you feel, okay? Just do what you feel. Do it your intent and turn your true self. Just do what your true self says. And if your true self wakes up that morning and you're a senator and you're like, I don't want to put any clothes on, then you shouldn't have to. You should just be able to go down to that Senate floor and give your speech completely topless or without your pants on, because that's where we are as a nation. We're like spiraling into depravity, immorality. It's just debasing. We're there. We're there. And it just, you think like we've like reached like a bottom point, Like, we're going to bottom out at some point, right? Like, this does stop, or does it not stop? Or we just keep going down? Does it keep just into the depths of hell? Is that where this ends? Or you would think it does end at some point, but every single time, like, I get on social media and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, so Fetterman can just wear whatever he wants. They've abandoned Senate decorum, Senate clothes. Just, you know, I have to put a suit on, show up naked. And here we are. So, okay. So I wanted to address Boebert and Noam. Now, I live in Colorado. I've never met Lauren Boebert. I've never met her. I know a lot of people that do know her. I know a lot of people that she represents. And she was all over the news this weekend. And I thought to myself, do I talk about this? Do I not talk about this? And then I'm friends. I've got my friend group here on one of my text messages. And one of my friends sends an article about Kristi Noem having an alleged affair. And I'm like, okay, which is just such a bummer for me, because to be honest with you, and I don't know if this is true or not, it's all allegation, but no statements have been made lately. There was something, it was addressed like a year, a couple of years ago. And then the Daily Mail put out something just recently. And then I don't think they've made a comment since. So with Corey Lewandowski, who's like, no. But we're not going to, just God bless him. That's what I'm going to say about that guy. So this is all coming out. And a bummer for me because Noam, like, I was hoping she'd be like a VP pick for Trump, right? Like, that's kind of what, I don't know if you guys were feeling that. Like, I was like, hey, you know, it's just, you know, governing a state. I like a governing background, especially if someone's going to run the country. I think having a background in governing, a state is a big deal. And to have that background is really important. And that's a good thing, especially because Trump will only serve one term. And then you've got somebody lined up that has governance experience and could jump in there and possibly run for two terms. So I was like, yeah. And she's a female. She's attractive. I was like, this is, yes, this, she would be a good pick. I like this. And then this comes out and we haven't heard anyone from her camp really say anything. So I would like a statement put out, true or not true. I want to hear allegations. If this is true, I don't think you should run or be picked for a vice presidential candidate. I just don't. My opinion, that might upset people, but I have a problem with infidelity. I just do. So I would just say, you know, get your house in order. Go over there, get your house in order. And then, you know, maybe jump back in the ring once you got it together over there. Because if you can't get your house in order, I don't know how you're going to get your country in order or your state in order. That's important to me. Now, I know that's going to upset some people. We're like, who cares? You know, we're not wearing clothes on the Senate floor anymore. Like, who cares? Do what you feel. But I care. I do care. And as a Christian, I do care. I feel like this stuff is important. Now, I'm not going to get all preachy here because I screw up, right? I'm not perfect, believe it or not. I know. But, you know, we make mistakes, right? We make mistakes. And that's what's so awesome about the saving grace of Jesus is you can make a mistake and you can then repent about it. And that's what I love about Jesus is, hey, I made a mistake, man. I did this or I did that or I said that or I acted on that and I shouldn't have done it or I feel like I've been struggling with this. But once you bring it to the foot of the cross and you lay it out there and you say, listen, God, take this, man. I made a mistake and I'm asking you to forgive me for it. And I'm going to turn around and I'm not going to dabble in that junk anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't dabble in the junk. Don't dance with the devil. It's not going to end well for you. It's not going to end well for you. Turn it around, right? And as a believer, as Christians, we embrace those people that are like, hey, I messed up. I'm not gonna, you know, everybody messes up, right? But when you do, catch yourself, right? Like, you gotta have people that are holding you accountable. Like, I pray to God that Bobert and Noam have people in their lives that are willing to say, hey, knock it off. And if you don't have people in your lives that are willing to tell you, hey, knock it off, get better friends. Honestly, like, get better friends, because they're not looking out for your long term, right? Because what matters at the end of the day is your soul, right? Like, your soul, your integrity, your character, your morale, like, all of that, it does matter. And so you need people. And I have got people, and they upset me sometimes, because I'm like, I don't want you to tell me that. Like, you shut your face. But when I think about it, I'm like, you're right. And I should not do that. And I should correct course. And I should take that to God. And I need to stop that. And I hope that we all, as believers, have people saying, hey, knock it off, and holding you accountable. Because accountability, it we all need it, right? Iron sharpens iron. And if you have people only cheering you on and being like, yeah, do whatever you want, it's fine, like, then they're not the right people you should be surrounding yourself, right, with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. If you're hanging out with a bunch of people that are just partying and drinking and all the time, that's your future. If you're hanging out with successful people that are driven, that are making right decisions and right choices, and that are being faithful to their spouses and not getting caught up in drug use and all this other junk that this world tries to throw at us to tempt us with, then that's your future. So accountability, we see this in Galatians. I want to mention this because there was a while, and this is important to address, because this is for everybody. It's not just for Bobert and for Noam. It's for everybody, because we all mess up, right? We all mess up. And if you don't think you mess up, just give it a minute and you will. Okay. And so to be all like, you're just up here and you're just so much, trust me, you'll have a moment where you're tempted and you'll fall for it. And you gotta, hey, God, give me grace here, and turn from that, repent on it, and move on. But what can happen is you screw up, right? Like, you make a mistake. And this happened with me back in July. I got in an argument. This is personal, but I got in an argument with my dad, and I was really disrespectful to him. Like, I was. And I talked to him in a tone that did not honor him, and it wasn't honoring. And immediately, afterwards, like, I felt terrible, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have talked to him like that. That was bad, and that was disrespectful. And even though I'm a grown woman, right, and like, he, you know, like, we're peers at this point, like, I'm not his little daughter anymore, like, I'm an adult woman. But I talked to him in a tone that was not honoring. It wasn't right. And I called him up, I apologized, we worked it out, we're cool, like, that. My dad's like my hero. I love him. And we have a really good relationship. But I had this happen. And then what I did is I started to, like, go down this tunnel, right? And this is what can happen to people that, hey, you screw up, right? But then you start to, like, beat yourself over with it. Like, you should have done that. You're so horrible. And you begin to walk in condemnation. And this is what I don't want to happen to Bobert or Noam or anybody else that screws up, because as a believer, you're going to mess up. But then you got to be very careful that you don't spiral into condemnation. You start to be like, well, then I shouldn't say anything. And, you know, you start to question, like, you know, if I'm a Christian, why did I act like that? And that was terrible. And I shouldn't have done that. And so you bury yourself down to the point where you're just like, you're not being a witness. You're not sharing your faith because you're walking in condemnation. And then you're just like, oh, like, there's, like, just shame. And that's not from God. right? That's the devil coming in and trying to use, hey, a moment where you screwed up, you turned from it, you repented of it, you apologized, you move on. But he wants to pound you with it over and over and over again. And you, oh, you're horrible. You should just stay in your basement for the rest of your life. You shame, shame, shame. And that's not from God, right? And the reason why that happens is because the devil, Satan, doesn't want you sharing your faith. He doesn't want you walking in freedom. And therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? So you know, if I feel this condemnation, then I'm not, this isn't from Christ, because there's none of that. Like, God forgives, right? But he doesn't want us to continue to walk in that sin. Now, it'd be different if I had words with my dad and I was like, whatever. And then I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. And then the next day I call him up and I just lambast him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just go crazy, you know, like, and you don't turn from it, right? You can't continue to act like that. You got to cut that behavior. You got to knock it off. Enough of that. Stop that behavior. It's not right. Don't do it and move on. And so, but we also at the same time, remember, like, move on. Okay. Don't wallow in it. And I would don't want any of you to wallow in it. You know, we make mistakes and God forgives us. And that's what's so awesome about that, right? And like I said, we do need to hold each other accountable. And this was seen in Galatians. In Galatians, Paul actually has words with Peter. And I relate to Peter so much. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, Peter, God love him. It's just like one thing after another with Peter. You're like, come on, get it. All right. Okay. And Peter, but his heart was right, but he messes up like multiple times, right? In the Bible. Like, he's not going to deny Jesus, and then he denies Jesus three times. Like, you know, here he is in the New Testament after Jesus' ascension, and Paul is now on the scene. And I'm sure the dynamic there is interesting with Paul, because Paul was killing Christians. So suddenly this guy shows up that had been slaughtering Christians, and he's like, hey, Peter, I'm now walking with the Lord, and you're still trying to influence people to live under the old covenant, right? And we don't have to live under the old covenant anymore. We're now a new creation in Christ Jesus, right? The old things have passed away. We don't have to hold on to that junk. We can move on. And Peter was still pushing like old covenant. And they like literally argue about it. They're like, ah, and Paul called him out. Now, Paul was in the right. Like, Peter was in the wrong. And it was right for Paul to correct Peter. And it is appropriate for Christians to correct other Christians, other brothers and sisters in Christ. If you have a friend or family member that is a brother and sister in Christ and they're in the wrong, it is your job as a brother and sister in Christ to say, hey, knock it off. Like, you're wrong. I love you, but you're wrong. And that's important, right? And Peter, they actually went their separate ways after that. So that's another story in itself. And I would love to have been there to be like, oh, wow. And you know, who's with Peter and who's with Paul. But it was a needed thing that needed to happen. It was something that needed to happen. Like, Paul needed to correct Peter because he was leading people in the wrong direction. And then Peter goes on and ends up dying for Christ, right? So, like, God, I love Peter, right? Like, he messes up, but he continues to get back on course. And so my message is, hey, if you do mess up and if you do go off in the wrong direction, correct course, come back to Jesus, repent about it, turn from it, and move on, and don't walk in condemnation. And I want to see Christians living at a higher level, right? Like, I believe, like, if you're going to influence the world, right? And if you want to lead people to the cross, got to give them a reason why. I mean, if I'm, we want people to be like, oh, Like, there's truth in that because it is the truth. I don't want to lead people away from the cross. I want to lead them to the cross. And I want to be honest. I want to be like, hey, I'm not perfect, but I know something that's absolutely amazing that will set you free and that will give you peace beyond understanding. And it offers you eternity in the presence of God, but it also empowers you to be everything that God has called you to be. I want people to know that, like I know that. And I'm not perfect. I will mess up, but I'm working to obtain what God has for me, right? Right? Like Paul is constantly in the New Testament writing to the different churches, encouraging them to be righteous, encouraging them to walk in holiness. That's what we're called to. We're called to be up here, right? And if we're called to be sons and daughters of the King of all kings, of the Lord of all lords, then we are to be at a higher level in raising the bar and walking in righteousness and walking in holiness and to be kings and priests, man. And so you don't wallow with all the junk down here. That's not, no, you don't got time for that. Now I don't got time for any of this. I'm up here because that is where God has called us to be, right? So we got to raise each other up. We got to say, hey, you're better than that. You're better than that. Come up here. Come up here to where God has called you to be. So that's my message on that. And that's how I feel about it. So I do have to address, where are we at on time? Oh my gosh, I'm just chatting away. I want to try to wrap this at 30. So I've got like 9 minutes, 8.5 minutes. Oh, my producer's talking. Now I don't have a producer, but I want to wrap it at like, well, now we've got like 8 minutes. So I'm just wasting time. But really quick, I want to address Trump and the abortion issue that's circulating all over social media as well. You've got people, basically Trump in his interview over the weekend with the new anchor, the MSNBC. Gosh, I forget her name. If you know her name, drop it in the comments. But he basically said that he's going to meet in the middle, right, on abortion with the Democrats, maybe a 15-week ban. He said that the heartbeat bans that happened in different states were a mistake. And I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Wholeheartedly. I don't believe that heartbeat bans are a mistake. Now, does that mean that I just can't stand Trump? No, it means I completely and totally disagree with him on that. Because you can. Did you know that? You can disagree with somebody that you support. You can disagree with somebody you like, because I do. I disagree with this. I believe that life is from the Creator. I believe that life begins at conception. I believe that it's absolutely a miracle from God that blessings are a that babies are a blessing, and that we should protect them at all costs. All right. And I don't believe that you have to abandon your beliefs on abortion you don't have to abandon, what do I want to say? You don't have to compromise with people on abortion or to change your viewpoint in order to win them over. Okay. Like that's not going to, first of all, like you just have to be honest here. You're dealing with the left. The left believes in full term abortion. Some of the lefties believe that if a baby's born, and, you know, it's like, meh, you can decide whether to keep it or not after they're born. Okay. California was doing stuff like that. These people are insane. Absolutely crazy. Do you compromise with crazy? Do you think, hey, yeah, that's, you're not going to win these people over. You're not going to win them over. And I would hope that Trump at this point would understand you're not going to win them over. So take a stance and don't waver, okay? Because these suburban moms, these suburban housewives that everybody's talking about, we got to get the suburban housewife vote. Oh my gosh. These ladies, okay? These ladies, if they're all in on abortion, they're all in an abortion. If you compromise with them, they're not going to be like, oh yeah, maybe Trump would be a good candidate since he's all about killing children in the womb. Maybe I should start to think about it. No, they will forever and always vote for the lefty. Okay. You want to win women over? You want to win the mom vote? Talk about the economy. Talk about how they're trying to dice up children and cut up their genitals. Okay. Talk about Our open border. Talk about possibilities of a nuclear war happening. That's what moms care about. Now, the moms that want to kill babies, you're not going to win them over. So just don't even try. I'm sorry. Just don't even try. Take a stance and you don't play with crazy. That's my take on it. Now, you might disagree. You might be like, well, whatever Trump does, I support because I love Trump 110%. And whatever he does is fine. I disagree with him on some things. Do I think he's going to be the nominee? Yeah, I do. Will I support him? Yeah, I will. But I can disagree with him on this. I can. And I do. I do. So, and also, I do want to forewarn you guys. The age we're living in is intensifying. Okay. And you can start to see things lining up, biblically lining up. And you are going to see more of a divide begin to take place between conservatives and Christians. Not all conservatives are Christians. Okay. A lot of them are not Christians. A lot of them are atheists or they worship trees. I don't know. Okay. But they're not believers of Christ. So you're going to see a divide begin to take place. It's going to start to happen. And eventually, because God's word is true and he can't be a liar, you're going to see a turn on Christians. You're going to see an entire push against Christianity and Christ and Jesus. And it's going to heat up. It's going to intensify. And you're going to have to decide for yourself where you stand. Like, where do you stand? Because if your identity is in politics and it's not in Jesus, then you'll probably go with the conservative politic, whatever, you know. And I think that the Republican Party is going to continue to go socially liberal. I believe that, who knows? At one point, they could be like, you know, it's okay if you give some hormonal treatment to children, just as long as we're not like, you know, doing surgeries on them underage. Like some of it's okay. Like you're going to see compromise after compromise after compromise, because once you start compromising, you never please the monster. The monster's never like, okay, that's enough. I'm full. I'm good. No, you have to keep feeding the monster. And so if conservatives, Republicans start feeding the monster, you're just going to see erosion after erosion after erosion after erosion start to take place. That's just going to happen. Okay. And Christians are going to have to decide, hey, I am following Jesus. Like that's my truth. And at the end of the day, if we're all honest, if Christians are honest, none of these people that you see are going to save us. Okay. It's just not, they're a hot mess. Okay. They're not the answer. Clearly, Jesus is the answer. So, that's it for it. That's it. That's all I got. And I, 28 minutes. Yes. Because some people don't like, eventually it's like, oh my gosh, stop talking. Right. So I don't want to get to that point. I want to be succinct. I'm working on it, guys, but I can just jabber. So I gotta be careful. And we'll read some of your comments really quick. God wins. Amen. Lack of religion has throughout history led to the downfalls of civilization. Yes, of course. I mean, and we're seeing that, right? I mean, they remove God. And this is the result, right? Let's see here. Givers must set limits because takers never will. Right. And they'll continue to take till there's nothing left. The left will. We need to recognize the signs of the times and look up as we occupy. Amen to that. Yes. Well, because we're going to be caught up. I don't have to be a witness to a lot of this junk that's going to ensue. And thank God for that. Look at the women in the Bible. They are the best examples to follow. In a world of Barbies, be an Esther. Amen. Be a Hannah. Be a Ruth. Yes. Be a Deborah. Bam. Preach it. Yes. Debbie. Yes. Trump needs our prayers. Yes. Pray for Trump. Pray for our leaders. Pray for him. I fully support praying for our leaders. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Don't play in crazy ones. All right. I am voting for Trump, but life begins at conception. Amen, Missy. And that's okay, Missy, right? It's okay to disagree. Like that's what's gotten weird to me is it's like, you can't disagree. And if you do disagree with them, it's like, then people are like, oh, you're a rhino or you're a part of the establishment. No, I just disagree on this issue. So calm it down. I like your jabber all. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. All right, you guys, that's it for today. That's what I got for you. Share this with people. I share this with people that might be struggling with something, or they're feeling like they're walking in condemnation now, or because God sets us free from all that stuff. And I want you guys to know that. And that's it, right? Thank you to my supporters that will watch this. God bless you guys. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. You can support me on Patreon. You can also be a supporter on Facebook, and share. All right, you guys, God bless. And we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.